High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Beatrice Middle School Auditorium in Beatrice. It's time for live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. This afternoon, we have four games this afternoon and this evening for you, all back-to-back, so lots of basketball. Meanwhile, my buddy John Nixon is over on our sister station, KTNC. He's already underway. He's right across the street at the Beatrice City Auditorium. He'll have three games for you over there. So altogether, we have seven broadcasts for you this afternoon and this evening on the two stations combined, proving that when it comes to Mudecas basketball coverage, we are indeed your station for complete coverage. The first game I've got for you this afternoon here at the middle school features the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds taking on the Bruning Davenport Chicklee Eagles. The Eagles come in here at 9-3. They are the number two seed in this tournament. The Johnson County Central, an even 500 at 6-6. They are the number three seed. So number two versus number three in the seedings here in the B division of this 93rd annual Mudecas tournament. Let's take a look at the starting lineups now. First of all, for the BDS Eagles, they'll go with Maria Sliva. Sliva is a 5'9 senior. Ashley Schlegel, a junior at 5'4. Taylor Sliva. Sliva is a 5'8 senior. She averages in double figures 10 points per ballgame. Hannah Miller is the leading scorer for the Eagles. She's a 5'6 junior, averaging 11 points per game. And Mallory Dixon rounds out the starting lineup. She's a 5'10 junior. The head coach for the Eagles is Shayna Gerberding. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Thunderbirds. For the T-Birds, they're coached by head coach Garrett Collin. They'll go with Arlie Cabrales. Cabrales is a 5'4 sophomore. Ava Birkebile. Birkebile, a senior at 5'7, and she's the leading scorer for the Birds. She averages 8 points per contest. Sonny Rother. Rother is 5'8 and a sophomore. Emma Swanda is a senior at 5'8. And Jordan Albright, she's the leading rebounder on this team, averaging 8 rebounds per game. She is a 6'1 senior for the Thunderbirds. As we said, the T-Birds are 6-6 on the year, and they are the number three seed in this tournament. Right now, over on KTNC, John Nixon is on the air over in the A division of the girls' bracket. He's got the Sacred Heart Irish taking on Parkview Christian. That game tipped off at 3:30. We'll keep you updated and give you scoring updates on his games over there, as well as the ones that we're covering here at the Beatrice Middle School. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this two-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Mudecas basketball tournament on Sunny 101.3.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield. Featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb breeding program, DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against five of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will or Neil with your seed questions.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Main Street Bank, with seven locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska. In the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School as we're getting set for semifinal action here in this girls' B division game. I've got a scoring update for you now here at halftime across the street over at the Beatrice City Auditorium. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Patriots of Parkview Christian. The halftime score 29-5. 29-5 at the half. A complete the Irish pitched a shutout. In the second inning, they held the Patriots scoreless in quarter number two. So your halftime score, again, that game live over on KTNC, 29-5 at the half with the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Patriots. Here we're having the introduction of starting lineups, getting ready to get underway. This is the B Division semifinals. Again, quickly for Johnson County Central, it'll be Cabrillas, Birkabile, Rother, Swanda, and Albright. And for BDS, we'll see Sliva, Slagle, Sliva, Miller, and Dixon on the floor. My buddy working as our producer-engineer today back at our Sunny 101.3 studios, Justin Fluke, you will appreciate this. The BDS players have come out here in black jerseys with very, very, very dark purple numerals. And to top it all off, they're about 6 inches high, very small letters on top of that. We'll do our best. Here we go. Here's the tip. It's going to be controlled by the Eagles. BDS with the basketball. They come into forecourt and set it at the top of the key. This is Sliva with the ball. Bounce pass comes to the left wing on the near side. Gets it off to Hannah Miller. Miller, skip pass across court inside the paint. Miller picked up there by Albright, trying to drive on the baseline left side. No shot. Across court pass into the corner. Deep base on the right side. The ball is deflected away. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Sonny Rother. JCC tipped it away. It'll belong to the Eagles. BDS will inbound it. Baseline right side under their own basket. Just underway, opening seconds. No score here at the Beatrice Middle School. Miller with the ball at the top of the free throw circle. Across court pass, stolen away by Albright. Then stepping on the sideline as it goes out of bounds here on the near side was Maria Sliva. And the basketball goes over to the T-Birds. Thunderbirds basketball in backcourt. No score. We're just underway. Here's the inbound pass. They toss it in to Birkabile. Birkabile across the timeline. Had a little tall dribble there. Got away with that one. She works into the corner. Deep baseline. Right side of the basket. Skip pass across court. Too tall for Emma Swanda. Rother chases after it, and it goes out of bounds. The pass was too tall, and it'll turn it right back over to the Eagles. Sliva gets the inbound pass, brings it into forecourt. This is Slagle with the basketball now. Slagle at the top of the circle. Bounce pass in the paint. Baseline left side. Jump shot is up and off the rim. Doesn't go. Sliva with a rebound. Try for a follow shot. Put back up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. We'll see when they post it here. Foul is going to be against Johnson County Central. It's going to be called on Emma Swanda, her first personal. At the free throw line is Hannah Miller. She's shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Miller will have a second shot coming here. On top of the dark purple numbers on the black jerseys, the girls all have ponytails to help cover them up, too. So a challenge for the announcers this afternoon. Second shot is up and good also for Hannah Miller. She made both free throws, and her score is 2-0. Eagles on top. Here come the Thunderbirds into forecourt. Sonny Rother goes into the corner, has the ball tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds down there by Sliva, and it'll stay with Johnson County Central. Inbounding the pass in the corner is Birkabile. Birkabile brings it up to Emma Swanda. She's between the rings at the top of the circle. Zone defense here. They're zoning up. 2-1-2 zone by the Eagles. On the left side goes Birkabile with her pass. Gets it across to Cabrillas. Cabrillas holds the ball for a minute. She lost her dribble. Goes to Rother. Deep baseline left side. Back up it comes to Cabrillas. She dribbles around to the top of the circle on the right side of the lane. Lob pass under the basket. Shot up off the glass and good by Ava Birkabile. And Birkabile with her first 2 points. We're tied to 2 apiece with 6:26 to play in the first period. Eagles coming the other direction. Miller lob pass underneath in traffic. Step back pass. Shot is up and off. No good. Won't go down for Hannah Miller. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Albright. Albright with the outlet pass. Flips the ball out and out of Birkebile. Birkebile into forecourt left wing Cabrelas. Cabrelas looks for Emma Swanda on the cutter. Now brings it up to Rother, that is. Sonny Rother with the basketball. Baseline left side, Cabrelas looking inside for Albright in the paint. Can't get it to her. They've got her doubled up. Now at the top of the key, right side with the ball goes Cabrelas. Again, Cabrelas. She'll launch a three from the corner. Up and good. Ali Cabrelas with a three from the corner on the right side of the basket. It's 5-2. Thunderbirds on top. Into forecourt with the ball. Slagle. Picks up her dribble, needs help. Coming to get the ball is Maria Sliva. Back to Slagle, deep baseline right side. She's trapped down there. They come after her, now in the paint. A cross-court pass, Albright tips the ball away and into the hands of Swanda. Now they chase after it. It goes out of bounds. They save it from going out of bounds. Cabrelas comes up with it, and Albright started the whole thing when she tipped the pass. The Thunderbirds get the basketball back. Birkebile down court. Her team up now 5-2 with 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Baseline right side is Birkebile. Feeds it into traffic. Under the basket, trying to move to the hoop with the ball with Emma Swanda. She has it stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. No chance there for the shot. A whistle and a foul, and we're going to be shooting two. The foul's going to be called on Cabrelas, and that's her first personal, team foul number two on the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. And at the free throw line will be, I believe that's Hannah Miller at the line, and she'll be shooting two. The first one is up and good. Hannah's now hit 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here for the Eagles. Checking into the game now, Jessica Lynn Hudson in for the first time. Hudson into the ball game. Got a bunch of substitutes coming off the bench. We'll pick them up for you. Hannah Miller ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up, short off the front of the rim. Fight after the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Miller comes up with it. Albright blocks her shot. Pass over to Hudson. Her shot is up and off. No good. Hudson wants to go with a follow shot. Can't get it. And now finally a whistle and a foul underneath. We had one player on the floor. Hudson was trying to put up a shot. Foul's going to be called on the Thunderbirds. I'll have to wait until they post it to tell you who they put this one on. Foul is going to be on Emma Swanda. That's Emma's second personal, not a shooting foul. Into the corner, right side. Miller with a shot that's up and off. No good. She traveled, and the basketball goes back to the Thunderbirds. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to play. First period here at the Beatrice Middle School. 5-3, your score. Johnson County Central with the lead. Checking into the ballgame, Madeline Herrefeld. Herrefeld in, replacing Emma Swanda now for Johnson County Central. Herrefeld, a 6'1 senior on the floor. On the dribble comes Birkebile across the timeline. Birkebile to the left side, Cabrelas. Cabrelas, baseline left side. Birkebile for a long three. It's over the top, doesn't go. The rebound comes down to the Eagles. Down court in a hurry on a fast break. The ball is deflected away, and hitting the floor hard on the baseline was Ava Birkebile. She's all right. She bounces right back up. Checking back into the lineup now comes Ashley Slagle. Slagle took a breather. She's back on the floor. Goes to Slagle in the corner, under the basket, driving layup. Blocked nicely by Albright. She had a lot of basketball, but a whistle and a foul. And I think they're going to tag Jordan Albright for the personal here. We'll see when they put it up. Foul is going to be on Jordan. That's her first personal, team foul number three. And back at the line is Hannah Miller. Hannah is 3 out of 4 from the line. First free throw is up, hits the back of the iron and bounces out. She's now hit 3 out of 5. She'll have another attempt coming here. Hannah Miller, second free throw is up, and it is good. She got that one. She's now hit 4 out of 6 from the line, and it's 5-4. Johnson County Central on top. Birkebile on the attack offensively. Off to the left side, Cabrelas out on the left elbow. Cabrelas holds the ball, brings it to Rother in the paint. And they go to Albright in the lane. Albright kicks it into the corner. Birkebile back to the top to Rother. Again to Albright. Albright is double-teamed quickly. Boy, they collapse on Jordan the minute she gets the ball. Here's a driving lay-in up and off. No good. Albright tips the ball away. It goes out of bounds. I think it was touched last, though, by BDS. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Jordan Albright on the right side down there battling with three Eagles for that rebound. Inbounding the pass will be Birkebile. Birkebile waiting to lob it in. Gets it up top. Finds Rother with it. Rother tries to move into the lane. She'll be called for traveling, and it'll be a turnover. Clock shows 3:49 to play in the first quarter here at the Beatrice Middle School. 5-4, Johnson County Central up by one. Into forecourt with the ball. They set it up. That's going to be Cadle now handles it. Cadle on the left wing out to Miller. Long three for Miller. Up and off, no good. And there's Albright with the rebound. Jordan Albright went up above three Eagle defenders and took that rebound away from them. Albright's outlet pass kicks out to Birkebile. Timeout taking Johnson County Central. 3:28 to play first quarter. Johnson County up 5-4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I extend a special welcome to our listeners in the Bruning, Davenport, Shickley area listening this afternoon online at mscsports.net. We passed that website around to several of the fans here. We saw them on the cell phones calling people at home, so we're glad you've decided to join us. If you're listening in and you found us online, why not give a friend a call? Tell them where the game is, mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA, and you can listen free anywhere in the world. Johnson County will have the basketball as we go back to live action. Inbounding the pass, Sonny Rother. Rother tosses into Ava Birkebile. Birkebile to the left side, Cabrellas. Cabrellas holds the ball a minute. Looks for Albright in the corner. They get it inside to Herfeld. Herfeld has it go out of bounds. It's tipped away from her. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Eagles. No, we're going to have a foul called under there on the Eagles. The foul is going to be called on Jessica Lynn Hudson. On Hudson, her first personal. Here's a three on the way. Birkebile off, no good. Fighting after the rebound on the right side for JCC was Rother. The ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was touched last by the Eagles. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Birkebile will inbound it. High lob pass gets it into Herfeld. She's double-teamed. A reach-in foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Ashley Slagle. On Slagle, that'll be her first personal and team foul number two. Inbounding the ball on the side in forecourt, Ava Birkebile into Cabrellas. Cabrellas between the rings, top of the circle on the dribble. Gives back to Birkebile on the left wing. Birkebile lobs up top Cabrellas. Ball tipped away, is loose, and now grabbed up by Rother here on the right side. Rother goes into Albright in the paint. Albright had a look at the basket, didn't take it. Bounce pass right side, Rother. Rother for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Albright, final shot up and good. Jordan Albright with her first 2 points of the ball game. Albright gets two and is 7-4. T-Birds up by three with 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. There's a ball tipped away out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul down in the corner going to be called against Ava Birkebile. Birkebile gets her first personal, team foul number five. All right, sitting out now, Sonny Rother takes a seat for Johnson County Central. We'll see who checks in for her. Bailey Stirrup in the ballgame now. Stirrup, a 5'5 sophomore, making her first appearance for the T-Birds this afternoon. They inbound the pass to Cadle. Long shot, Cadle, short off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Birkebile. Birkebile will bring the basketball down court herself into forecourt. Kicks it into the corner, right side. Stirrup with an open look for three, misses everything. The ball's going to be saved from going out of bounds by Cadle. And now they're going to say Cadle stepped on the baseline. And they'll give the ball back. She must have done that after she got the basketball, because it was a very slow call in coming here. JCC will have the ball. Herfeld will inbound it under the basket on the left side. Gets it into Albright. Albright, bounce pass up top to Birkebile. Around the right side, Cabrellas. Bailey Stirrup dribbling baseline. Jump shot up. Stirrup got it. Nice-looking move to the basket by Bailey Stirrup on the right side. It's 9-4. T-Birds up by five. Cadle inbounds a pass. Hudson tries to move to the basket, kicks it back to Cadle. Set shot, Cadle off the rim, no good. Stirrup with the rebound. Bailey Stirrup, outlet pass, flips it out to Birkebeil, and she'll bring it up and set the offense. Birkebeil comes on the attack across the timeline, right side, Bailey Stirrup. Bounce pass into Albright. Albright has the ball knocked away. Grab back up. Boy, Albright and Hudson are having at it in the paint here. A couple of big girls really working hard to get position. Off into the left corner now. It goes to Cabrales. Cabrales, bounce pass left side into Herfeld. Ball tipped away. Coming up with it is Cadle. Cadle wants to take it all the way down. A collision on the baseline and a blocking foul is going to be called on Arlie Cabrales. Cabrales picks up her second personal. Cadle just ran right at her, and she got around in front of her but couldn't get set. So that's going to send to the free throw line now Jenna Cadle. Cadle, a 5'3 sophomore, and she'll be shooting two shots here. The first free throw is on the way up and off, no good. She'll get another attempt. Clock shows a minute 26 to play in the first quarter. 9-4, Thunderbirds up by 5 right now with Jana Cadle, the sophomore at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt. Cadle's second free throw is up, and it's off, no good, and Jordan Albright with the rebound. Albright, outlet pass to Birkebeil. Birkebeil down court, into the corner. Her pass is deflected away, saved from going out of bounds, and now grabbed up the other way. Here come the Eagles. This is Miller with the ball. Into the corner, Cadle. Cadle's jump shot off, blocked away nicely by Jordan Albright. Albright just blocked Cadle right into next week. Here's a long three, top of the key, up and good by Maria Sliva. Sliva hits a three from the top of the circle, and it's 9-7. Albright had a great block down there on Cadle. Cadle's only 5'3", and she tried to shoot over Jordan Albright, and that didn't work out real well for her. Here's a cross-court pass off the glass, up and good by Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup with her second basket. She's got 4 points in the ball game now, and it's 11-7. Thunderbirds back up by 4 once again, 35 seconds to play here in this first quarter. This is Jana Cadle with the basketball. Cadle thought about the three. Comes to the left side to Sliva. Back to Cadle. Three-pointer on the way. Cadle off, no good. Albright with the rebound. Jordan Albright working hard on the defensive boards. Comes down with another rebound. Gets the outlet pass out to Birkebeil. Birkebeil right side into Albright in traffic. Gives back to Birkebeil. Baseline in the corner. Rother. Shot is up, off, no good for Rother. Fight for the rebound underneath. Down there battling is Birkebeil going after it. And we've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Jana Cadle. On Cadle, it's her first personal. And it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Birkebeil will inbound it into the corner. Stirrup with an open look right side for three. No. Rebound. Follow shot. Birkebeil goes up. Whistle and a foul. And we'll have Birkebeil at the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots with 2 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The foul is going to be called on Taylor Sliva, her first personal. Birkebeil shooting two. First free throw is on the way up and off the back of the iron. No good. Another attempt coming. 2 seconds to play here in the quarter. It's 11-7. Thunderbirds up by 4. Birkebeil has another free throw coming here with 2 seconds showing on the clock. The 5'7 senior takes aim. Shot is on the way. This one is good. She's now got 3 points, and it's 12-7. The buzzer will sound. Long shot won't go. After one quarter, Johnson County Central leading BDS 12-7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Johnson County Central up 12-7 after one quarter here at the 93rd Annual Mudecas Tournament. Across the street over at the Beatrice City Auditorium, the latest score we have was a halftime score. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Parkview Patriots 29-5 at the half. John Nixon has that game over on KTNC. Johnson County Central with the ball. We move to live action here in the second period. The inbound pass to Birkebile. Bounce pass from right side to Rother. Rother baseline, tries for a layup, can't get it. Rebound to Hudson. Fast break the other direction. Now coming down quickly is Slagle with the basketball. Takes it all the way inside the paint to Miller in the corner left side for three. Up and off, no good. Back out it comes to Miller. Driving laying up, can't get it. And a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Miller to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Miller's been there already. She's hit 4 out of 6 from the line so far. That is the 7th team foul. And that foul is called on Sonny Rother. On Rother, her first personal. Hannah Miller at the line. First free throw is up short off the front of the rim. She's now hit 4 out of 7 from the line. She'll have another attempt coming here. Hannah Miller averages 11 points per ball game. She's a 5'8 junior. Second shot is up. This one is good. She got it to fall. So now she has 5 points in the game, and it's 12-8. Down court comes Birkebile on a fast break. They pick her up. She goes into the corner, down deep in the right side corner. Got herself trapped down there. Tried to put a bounce pass into Emma Swanda. Ball is knocked away from Swanda out of bounds. Down there, a good defense by Schlegel. And it'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Swanda will trigger it in. Baseline right side under her own basket. Swanda waits to lob it in. Gets it up top to Herfeld. Herfeld right back to Swanda in the corner. Deep baseline right side. That's Bailey Stirrup with the basketball. Stirrup feeds into Herfeld. Herfeld under the basket. In traffic. Stirrup open look right side for two. Up and good. Bailey Stirrup has 6 points in the ball game. Put a nice little 12-foot jumper up from the corner on the right side. It's 14-8. Johnson County Central up by 6. With the ball across goes Hudson underneath the basket. Jump shot, baseline right side up and off. No good. Rebound, follow shot. Miller can't get it. Try for put back up and good. Getting that shot was Hannah Miller, her first field goal. She's got 7 now, and it's 14-10. The lead is back to 4. Herfeld with the ball in the corner right side. She's in there right now in place of Albright. Emma Swanda tries to dribble to the basket, a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Emma Swanda going to the free throw line. Swanda will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for Johnson County Central. This foul is going to be called on Taylor Sliva. On Sliva, her second personal, team foul number 5. Emma Swanda has not scored yet this afternoon. Here she's shooting 2. First free throw is on the way for Swanda. Rims off, no good. Couldn't get it down. She'll get another attempt here. Here's Jordan Albright back into the lineup. Albright checks in, replacing Madeline Herfeld. And it looks like also sitting down is Rother. We'll see who came in for Rother in just a moment. Cabrera's back in the lineup. Swanda's second free throw is up. This one is good. So she makes 1 of 2. Makes it 15-10. Johnson County Central up by 5 with 6:34 to play here in the first half. Schlegel with the pass to Miller left side. There's a jump shot right side off the corner that won't go. Albright took it away from Schlegel. Then they came in after Albright. There were 3 girls swinging at her. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on BDS. Jordan Albright was just towering above everyone and holding the ball in the air. They came in and fouled her. We'll see who they put this one on. They haven't posted it yet. Here it is. It's going to go on Hudson. Her first personal. That's team foul number 6. Johnson County Central's basketball. Birkebile to Stirrup in the corner right side. Stirrup is double-teamed around the top of the key. Cabrera's. Cabrera stands on the left elbow, holds the basketball for a minute. Back to the top of the circle. In traffic, looking for Stirrup. Ball's going to be saved by Stirrup from going out of bounds. Into Albright. Albright can't get to the basket. Oh, nice pass. Albright found Swanda. Shot is up and good for Emma Swanda. Jordan Albright with the assist. Timeout on the floor taken by the Eagles. 5:58 to play first half. 17-10. Thunderbirds on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson County Central T-Bird Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at Fast. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatuba back with you here at the Beatrice Middle School. Live coverage of the 93rd annual Mudecus basketball tournament. Think about that a minute, folks. 93 years they've been playing this tournament here in Beatrice, and we're proud to say that I've been a part of about 40 of those. Been covering the game a long time. We played in this tournament over 50 years ago as a high school student. Kind of remember this one fondly. It's a great little social event for Southeast Nebraska. We all get together and enjoy some high school hoops, kind of like the Mound City tournament they have in Northwest Missouri. We're back to live action. Down court, Albright tips the ball away, saved from going out of bounds and picked up by Schlegel. Schlegel got it back for the Eagles, feeds it inside to Hudson, pass underneath in traffic, looking for Miller. Albright stuck a foot out there and tipped it away. Jordan Albright has just one bucket, but boy, she sure disrupts things down here defensively. She's really given the Eagles a tough time under that basket. Rebounding-wise, blocking shots. Here's Schlegel for three. Got it. Nice shot from the top of the key by Ashley Schlegel. They set a screen up for her, and she hit the three from out here at the top. Makes it 17-13. Now the lead is trimmed to four. They were up for a moment there, 17-10. Inside, Emma Swanda with the ball in the paint. Swanda looking for Albright. Gives it to Albright. She'll be called for traveling. Swanda called for the travel, and that'll turn it over. Back into the lineup now. Here we'll checking in is Hudson. Also on the floor comes Haley Sliva now. Haley in the ball game. Tell you, these numbers are just nearly impossible to decipher. A dark, dark purple number on a black, and then a razor-thin trim on them. Hudson in traffic, comes out to Cadel. Cadel travels with the basketball, and that'll turn it back over to Johnson County Central. 5:06 to play here in our second quarter. We're live from the Beatrice Middle School. Checking into the game is Sonny Rother. Rother comes onto the floor. Bailey Stirrup will take a breather. Inbound the pass to Rother. Rother goes to the corner. They chase after her. The ball is tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Johnson County Central. Rother got knocked to the floor down there. Oh, no, they're going to give the ball. Well, now there's some confusion here. Oh, they are going to give the ball to the Eagles now. All right, they've had two players stepping out of bounds. Each of them wanted the basketball. Eagles will have it on the inbound pass. Whistle, ball tipped away. Off of Johnson County Central, it'll stay with the Eagles. Inbounding it will be Miller, Hannah Miller, to toss it in. She stands on the left side on the baseline. Long shot up, Cadel for three. Got it. Jana Cadel hits the three, and it's 17-16. Traveling down court with the basketball is Cabrelas. That'll turn it back over to the Eagles. So the Eagles, after being down 17-10, have scored six straight points. And now it's a one-point ball game, 17-16, just under 5 minutes to play in the first half, 4:53 on the clock. Jana Cadel with the basketball, a cross-court pass safe from going out of bounds. Cabrelas comes up with it. Cabrelas on the run, three-on-one fast break. Feeds it underneath, shot is up. Wait a minute. I think they're going to get called for a travel before the pass went underneath. No basket, turnover, gives the ball back to the Eagles. Timeout taken on the floor, Johnson County Central, 4:40 to play first half, 17-16. T-Birds up by one. We're back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to the Mudecas Tournament here at the Beatrice Middle School. As play resumes, the Eagles have the basketball. Jana Cadle brings it down court with a pass on the right side to Miller. She falls to the floor, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Arlie Cabrelas, and Cabrelas has picked up her third personal. That's three on Arlie with 4.5 minutes to play still in the second quarter. Cabrelas will take a seat, and Ava Birkebile. Ava will check in to replace her. So Birkebile, the senior at 5'7", right back on the floor. At the free throw line, free throw is up and good, the first one. And we'll see who we've got at the line here. That's Haley Hoynes, I believe, in there now. Difficult to tell with the ponytail. We'll get it deciphered here in a minute. Hoynes will have a second free throw coming. It's up, and this one is off, no good. And there's Jordan Albright with the rebound. Albright pulls it down. Down court pass in a hurry. Right side, Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup goes to the corner. Ball is tipped away by Cadle. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Inbounding it in the corner will be Birkebile on the right side of the basket. Birkebile looks for the cutter in the paint. Lobs it in underneath Swanda. Swanda tries to put it across to Rother. Rother saves it from going out of bounds. A down court pass. Fast breakaway for Miller. Driving layup. Miller missed it. She missed the uncontested lay-in, and the rebound is there for Birkebile. Miller was all alone and couldn't make the lay-in. Birkebile down court to the left side, top of the key, Rother. Rother with the basketball. Sonny Rother, left-handed dribble in the paint to Emma Swanda. Left side set shot, Swanda. Rebound, follow shot up. Won't go down, a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Jordan Albright to the free throw line. Albright will be shooting two shots. She came down with the offensive board, tried for the putback, and drew the personal foul. The foul is going to be called on Dixon. It's her second personal. At the free throw line, Jordan Albright shooting two. The first one is up, hits the back of the iron, and pops out of there. Couldn't get it down. She'll have another shot coming. Scores all tied at 17 with 3:54 to go here in the first half. Jordan Albright, second shot is up. It's off to the left, no good. Missed them both. Rebound comes down to Cadle. Cadle's going to push the ball down court in a hurry, feeds it to Miller under the basket, driving lay-in up. Off doesn't go. Miller with the rebound. Pass underneath Hudson. Shot is up, off. It won't go. Albright tips the ball out. The rebound to Cadle. Top of the key. Miller, three is up, off, no good. Goes out of bounds. Albright blocks everybody away. It goes out of bounds. Thunderbirds will get the basketball. Oh, no. They're going to say somebody for the T-Birds touched it. Well, two officials disagreed. Here's Cadle in the corner for a long two from the left side, up and off, no good. Albright has the rebound. Jordan Albright, outlet pass, kicks it out to Birkebile, and Birkebile will come down and set it up. All tied at 17, seven straight points now for the Eagles. Thunderbirds led at 17-10, and now we're tied up with 3:15 to go in the first half. On the left side, Rother goes up on the basket. She got it, and a foul. Sonny Rother with her first bucket. Rother, the 5'8 sophomore, got the layup, driving on the baseline on the left side and drew the personal foul. She'll go to the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Haley Sliva. On Sliva, her first personal at the free throw line. Sonny Rother, it's up and got the roll. No, it rolled off to the left. It wouldn't go. Thought it was going to drop. And then at the last minute, it popped back out of there. 19-17, Rother put the T-Birds back up by two here with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Eagles basketball in heavy traffic left side. Sliva, pass goes up to Sliva. Going to be picked up. Stirrup stood up in backcourt. Couldn't get to the ball. Falls to the floor with it. And now a jump ball is going to be called, unless we had a timeout before, and we did. Johnson County Central got a timeout to preserve the possession, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We have 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half here in Beatrice. 19-17, the JCC Thunderbirds up by two. They led by as much as seven. Back to live action. Birkebile inbounds it to Swanda. Goes right back to Birkebile in the corner. Now they look for the cutter in the paint. There's Albright. Lob it in toward Albright. Ball deflected away and stolen. Coming up with a steal, Kinsley Bowling. Bowling will bring it down court. Set the offense to the left side. Cadle. Cadle feeds it under the basket. Try for laying up off. No good. Albright with the rebound. They're hammering it. Albright again. They just surround her. When Jordan comes down with the basketball, she finds herself with three or four defenders slapping at that ball. And they get another foul called, and that's going to send Albright back to the free throw line. This foul is on Mallory Dixon. And on Dixon, they're saying that's her second personal. At the line will be Albright shooting two shots. Check that, shooting 1-1. Run into the 1-1 is up, and it's off no good. Jordan 0 for 3 from the line. Now we've got a foul down there battling after the rebound. It's going to be called on the Thunderbirds. See who they put this on. Foul's going to be on Sunny Rother. Rother picks up her second personal. Team foul number 9. So we're shooting 1-1 at the other end. Hannah Miller will be at the line. She's made 5 of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half so far. Shooting 1-1 here. First one is up and good. She's now 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. Hannah Miller has 8 points. She averages 11 points per ball game for the Eagles. Hannah Miller, second free throw is on the way up. It's good also. She hit them both. Miller now 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. 9 points for the junior. All tied at 19 apiece. Birkebile has the ball tipped away from her. Needs help. Coming out to get it from her is Albright. Albright flips it up to Emma Swanda between the rings. Albright sets the pick. Swanda goes around the pick. Underneath the Birkebile. Into the corner. Bailey Stirrup in traffic. Stirrup pulls up. Pops off the glass. No. Tipped away by Albright. Stirrup gets the ball back. Inside to Jordan Albright in traffic. She has the ball taken away from her on the baseline. Flip the ball out to Cadle. Cadle down in a hurry on the fast break. Cadle kicks it into the corner. Right side Miller. Dribbling right side jump shot short. Off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. They kick the ball out to Birkebile with a minute 40 to go in the first half. All tied at 19. Birkebile at midcourt. Being chased by Miller. Gets it across the timeline successfully. Goes to the right elbow. Now in the paint. Birkebile has it stolen away by Cadle. They put it out to Miller. Miller fast breakaway. Lay up off the glass. Up and good. Hannah Miller with the lay-in. She now has 11 points. That's her average per game, and she's got all 11 here in the first half. 21-19, the lead now to BDS. Eagles up by two. With the basketball, right side goes Rother. Rother, bounce pass inside to Albright. Albright is triple-teamed. Somebody's got to be open. Cadle knocks the ball away. It's loose. Coming up with it is Miller. Miller's double team, triple team, puts it out to Cadle. Now Slagle with the basketball. Slagle down court on a fast break. Into the corner, long three, right side off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Albright. Then it goes off to Birkebile, and a couple of girls go flying across the floor here. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I'm going to wait till they post it before I try to sort this one out. It's going to go on Hannah Miller. Miller is going to get called for her first personal. We're past the 10 team fouls, so we'll walk to the other end and put Ava Birkebile at the line. Ava has now hit 1 of 2 from the line so far this afternoon. She has 3 points. Chance to tie it up if she could here, shooting 2. The first shot for Ava is up and no good. Front of the rim comes up short. 21-19 our score. BDS up by 2 with 45 seconds left to play here in the first half at the Beatrice Middle School. Birkebile ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and this one is off also. Couldn't get it. Albright tips the ball out of there, but it's going to be grabbed up, and Slagle brings it into forecourt. Slagle to the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot, a whistle, and a foul, and now Slagle is going to be at the free throw line. I think tag for that foul on the Thunderbirds is going to be Ava Birkebile. Birkebile gets her second personal. Team foul number 10. At the line shooting 2 shots, Ashley Slagle. She has 3 points on a tray. This is her first attempt from the charity stripe. Shot is up and good for Ashley Slagle. Slagle 5'4" and a junior. The Another shot coming here for Ashley. Just 37 seconds to play in the first half. Second shot is up. It's good also. Got them both. 23-19, biggest lead of the ball game now for the Eagles. BDS up by four with 33 seconds to go. Underneath it goes to Albright in traffic. Albright moves to the hoop, gives it underneath. Moving toward the basket. Shot up off the glass, bounces around, won't go. Albright, follow shot, got it, and she's fouled. Jordan Albright with the offensive rebound, the putback. She scored the basket and drew the personal foul. That'll put Jordan back to the free throw line. Albright now with 4 points in the ball game. She is 0 for 3 from the free throw line. The foul is on Schlegel, her second. Shooting one shot up and good. She completes a three-point play. Jordan Albright now with 5 points, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Here the ball is tipped away out of bounds off of Cadle's foot. Good defensive effort over there for Johnson County. Sonny Rother. Rother tipped that one away, and it went off of Cadle's foot. So with 16 seconds to go and a one-point lead for the Eagles, Johnson County Central will have the ball back here. They'll inbound it, down court on the dribble, comes Sonny Rother. Rother almost has it taken away. The ball goes out of bounds off of Cadle. Down to 9 seconds now. Ava Birkebile will inbound it in forecourt on the side right in front of our broadcast table. Birkebile to inbound. Waiting. Now does get it lobbed in. On the dribble comes Rother. Rother in traffic. Puts it into the corner to Bailey Stirrup. They say she traveled. And they give the ball back to the Eagles once again with 4 seconds to go. Now checking into the lineup, replacing Rother. Let's see who we got. Harifeld checks in. Also on the floor checking in is Caitlin Schuster. Schuster into the ballgame with 4 seconds to go here. Cadle into the corner. Miller. Miller dribbles to the corner. Shot over Harifeld. Up and got it. The basket counts. Miller got the basket at the buzzer, which makes it 25-22. BDS up by three. It's halftime. We'll step aside, take a two-minute timeout here. Then we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School Auditorium. It's halftime. The BDS Eagles leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds at the half, 25-22. We have a final score now from across the street over at the Beatrice City Auditorium in the A Division Girls semifinal game. The Sacred Heart Irish have defeated Parkview Christian. The final score, Sacred Heart 48 and Parkview Christian 20. 48-20, Sacred Heart with the win. That moves the Irish girls into the championship game tomorrow evening at 8:15 in the Class A Division. They will face either Southern or Johnson Brock, and that game underway right now over on KTNC, Johnson Brock Eagles and the Southern Raiders. As we said, here at halftime, 25-22, BDS with the lead over Johnson County Central. Let's look at the individual scoring. For the Eagles, Hannah Miller leads the way with 13 points, Ashley Slagle with 5, Maria Sliva with 3, Jana Cadle has 3, and Holly Hoynes with 1. From the free throw line, the Eagles went 10 out of 16 at the charity stripe. Scoring for Johnson County Central, they're led at the half by Bailey Stirrup. She came off the bench and chipped in 6 points. Jordan Albright has 5. 3 points for Cabrillas. Ava Birkebile with 3 points. Emma Swanda has 3. And Sonny Rother with 2 for their total of 22. From the charity stripe, Johnson County only hit 3 out of 11 from the free throw line. That's your difference here. 3 of 11 compared to 10 of 16 for the Eagles at the free throw line. And at the half, the Eagles with a 3-point advantage, 25-22. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Then we're going to update you with our local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information. And we'll be back then with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Johnson County Central Thunderbirds basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from Friday morning until Saturday morning. As we go into Friday, we will start to see chances for rain and snowfall as we go throughout the evening. This is due to a low-pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas that's going to start shifting south across the state of Iowa to Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Total snowfall accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. As we go into the rest of the weekend, however, we are going to start to see chances for warming temperatures, and we'll actually go above average temperatures yet again, seeing highs in the upper 40s on Tuesday. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly cloudy skies, the low around 30 degrees. For Friday, we'll start to see snow showers and drizzle in the morning, with cloudy skies and a high at 40 degrees. And Friday night, more chances for snowfall and drizzle with a low around 19. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m. Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. 25-22, our halftime score. The BDS Eagles leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. JCC was up after one quarter, 12-7, but they got outscored 18-10 in that second stanza. And now at halftime, they trail by three, 25-22. Again, repeating the final from over at the Beatrice City Auditorium in the Girls A Division semifinal. It was the Sacred Heart Irish defeating Parkview Christian 48-20, the final score, 48-20. The Irish with the win, they move to the championship of the A Division tomorrow night at 8:15, and you'll hear that game live here on Sunny 101.3. As we move to third quarter action, the basketball is going to belong to the Eagles. They'll have the first possession. Inbounding the pass is Maria Sliva from the corner. A shot up by Miller for three. Up off, no good. Tipped away underneath by Hudson, and it'll belong to the Thunderbirds inbounding it. Birkebeil against full court pressure now being applied by the Eagles. Birkebeil to Rother. Rother puts it across court to Swanda. Almost turns it over. They tip it away from Swanda. Now Swanda down court with the ball. It's loose on the floor. Everybody after it. Finally, Slagle comes up with a steal in backcourt. Slagle will push it down in a hurry now. Into the corner right side. Sliva. Sliva can't get the look. Gives it back to Slagle once again. Slagle in traffic. Hudson. No place to go. They feed it inside. Miller driving lane and floater up and good. Hannah Miller has 15 points in the ballgame. She's having a big afternoon here for the Eagles. Down court, all the way in goes Rother. Tries to go for a lay-in, and Rother hits the floor hard. She'll be at the line to shoot two. Sonny Rother found a seam and was going down the lane for the lay-in and really got hammered. The foul is going to be called on Maria Sliva. On Sliva, her first personal, team foul number one of the half. Sonny Rother at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. Rother now has 3 points in the ball game. She's now one out of two from the free throw line. Had a field goal back in the second quarter. Second free throw for Rother up. Nothing but nylon. Two in a row. No damage to the rims at all on those free throws. Sonny Rother with 4 points makes it 27-24. 3-point contest. Here come the Eagles. A reach in and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Cabrales. And if it is, that's going to be her fourth personal. And she's got four fouls here in the opening minute of the third quarter. So not a good thing there for Arlie Cabrales, the 5'4 sophomore. Here's a three by Slagle that's up and off, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Bailey Stirrup, who just checked in replacing Cabrales. Stirrup, outlet pass, gives it up to Birkabau. Birkabau, a cross-court pass, left side, Rother. Sonny Rother on the dribble, feeds it down to Stirrup. Bailey Stirrup back out to Rother. Open look, three, Rother, couldn't get it. Ball tipped around. Slagle with the rebound for the Eagles. 27-24, Eagles by three. Slagle into the corner, left side, Sliva. Sliva for three, left side, over the top, doesn't go. The rebound pulled down. Oh, they had it there for a minute, and now stolen again by Albright. Ball tipped out, taken away from Albright. Underneath, now stolen back again by Swanda. Swanda and Albright were in there battling with three Eagles, and the T-Birds come up with the basketball. Down court comes Birkabau. Birkabau being chased by Miller. Miller putting all kinds of pressure on her. Goes at Bailey Stirrup. Underneath, the basket. Kicks it out to the corner. Open look, Emma Swanda. Three off the rim. No. Tipped around Albright with a rebound. Back out to Swanda again on the outlet pass. Into the corner. Birkabau baseline left side. Ava Birkabau, top of the key. The pass is too tall. Chasing it down in the corner left side. Underneath the basket. Driving layup. Miller missed the lay-in. Try for putback. Doesn't go. Knocked to the floor is Sliva. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. We'll see who they put to the line here. Taylor Sliva will be at the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on Emma Swanda. That's her third personal. So now Emma has three, and Arlie Cabrales has four. Emma's going to stay in the ballgame. Taylor Sliva at the line where she'll be shooting two shots here. First free throw for Sliva is on the way up and good. I'll tell you, free throws have been the difference in the ballgame here so far. The Eagles, they've made a bunch of them. They were 10 of 16. In the first half, Sliva ready for her second free throw. 5:49 to go to third quarter. It's a four-point ball game, 28-24. Eagles up. Sliva's second free throw is on the way. This one is up and good also. Got them both. The lead is five now for the Eagles. Birkabau inbounds the pass to Rother. Sonny Rother down court. Cadle chases after. Rother picks up the dribble, gives it up to Birkabau. Inside. Oh, they were looking in. Try and put it into Herfeld. Ball stolen away. Cadle on a fast break to the other end. Decides to pull it up. Ball tipped away by Albright. Now grabbed up loose in the corner under the basket. Baseline right side, Hudson. Hudson gives it up top to Miller. A cross-court pass looking for Cadle. Sliva driving lay-in off the glass. No. Rebound Herfeld. Herfeld outlet pass. Flips the ball back out to Birkabau. Birkabau with Miller giving chase. Pushes the ball down court. Miller makes her work hard just to get it across the timeline. Birkabau down the right side. Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup dribbles into the corner. Has the ball taken away from her. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Eagles. Turnover starting to mount up here now for the Thunderbirds as they're down by five, 29-24. 5 minutes to play in the third quarter here in Beatrice. Cadle with the basketball. Jana Cadle. Her pass goes to the right wing to Hoynes. Hoynes tries to feed it underneath. It's tipped away. I think it went off the Eagles. Jordan Albright was down there battling for it, and the ball is tipped off the Eagles. It'll belong to the Thunderbirds. Albright disrupting things again down there on the defensive end. Going to have to hurry to get it in. Now they get it in to Bailey Stirrup. Cadle chases Stirrup to Birkabau, and Birkabau will come down court, gets it across the timeline before the 10 seconds expired. Driving lay-in, blocked away. Birkabau's shot is put up and blocked. Nice job blocking the shot by Jessa Lynn Hudson. She's 6'3", and she just extended the arm and put Birkabau's shot back at her. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Ava Birkabau, baseline right side to trigger it in under the basket. Gets it into the corner, into Albright. Albright kicks it back up top. Gives it up to Rother. Rother finds Birkabau. Pressuring man-to-man defense here by the Eagles. It's an in-your-face defense. They are all over the ball handlers here for Johnson County Central. 29-24, Thunderbirds trail by five with 4:19 to go in the third quarter. Falling to the floor, ball is stolen away. Miller on the fast break, Bailey Stirrup there with her. Layup up off, no good. And Bailey Stirrup decided just to spend the foul and to prevent an easy two there because Miller was going to get the uncontested layup. Bailey Stirrup decided we're not going to have that and went down and grabbed her arm before she could put it in. So at the free throw line will be Hannah Miller. Miller went 7 of 10 from the line in the first half. This one is up and off, no good. He's got 15 points in the ballgame for the Eagles. 4 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the third quarter, 29-24. Eagles on top. Hannah Miller, second free throw is up, and it's off also. Couldn't get it. Rebound underneath. Herfeld comes out with it. Now whistle, and we may have a foul called on the Eagles. No. Oh, Johnson County fans aren't going to be happy about that. Apparently, Herfeld stepped on the line when she came down with the ball, and the ball goes inside with a shot off the right side. Blocked there by Albright with the block. Loose basketball. Rother. Rother had Bailey stare up under the basket. Didn't see her. Rother falls to the floor. Gets the ball back out to Birkebeil. Ava Birkebeil tries to move to the right side. She'll be fouled. Foul is going to be called on Hannah Miller. On Miller, her second personal, team foul number two. On the Eagles, just under 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. 3:54 showing on the game clock. 29-24, BDS up by five. Inbounding to Herfeld. Herfeld gives it right back to Bailey Stirrup. Off and comes the pass to the left side of the lane to Albright. Albright goes to Herfeld with her pass. Down to Bailey Stirrup, driving the baseline right side. Stirrup has the ball knocked away, and she touched it last. It'll be another turnover, and the ball goes over to the Eagles. Johnson County fans behind me not happy. They thought there was contact. They thought maybe look to them like Bailey Stirrup kind of got beat on a little bit down there. 29-24. Under the basket goes Miller with it. Gives it out in the traffic. Cadle, jump shot up off, no good. Rebound Miller. Follow shot, putback doesn't go. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Haley Hoynes to the free throw line. Hoynes is 1-for-2 from the line so far this afternoon. 29-24. That foul is called on Sonny Rother. So now Rother has three. Rother with three. Swanda has three. Here's a free throw up and good. Making the basket is Hallie Hoynes. Hoynes now with 2 points, both of those coming on free throws. Second shot coming here for Hallie Hoynes. It's on the way up, and it is off, bounces around, and Albright comes down with a rebound, and then a jump ball is called as she brought it down. Possession arrow points to Johnson County Central. So the T-Birds will get the basketball. Trailing by six now, 30-24. Back into the lineup comes Mallory Dixon, who started the ball game. She will check in now and replace Jessa Lynn Hudson. Hudson sets out. Dixon checks in. There's an inbound pass tipped away. They tried to get it into Herfeld. Full court pressure being applied by the Eagles, and this is causing Johnson County some problems here, trying to break this press. Inbounding it, they get it into Birkebeil. Stirrup with the inbound pass. Birkebeil starts down court, being harassed all the way down by Jana Cagle. Into the corner. Ball tipped away to Herfeld in the corner. Baseline right side. Driving shot. Ruther. Rebound. Follow shot. Albright. Shot. Whistle. Foul. And we're going to put Jordan Albright back to the free throw line. Albright has made 1 out of 4 from the line so far this afternoon. She has 5 points in the ballgame. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be called on Maria Sliva, her second personal. Jordan Albright's first free throw is up. Rolled off the top of the rim and fell to the left. Wouldn't go. She'll have another shot. Jordan has now made 1 out of 5 from the free throw line with 5 points thus far. She'll have another shot coming here. Jordan Albright, 6'1" senior. Second shot is up. It's good. She hit that one. She's now hit 2 out of 6 from the line, and Albright has 6 points. Timeout on the floor, 3:06 to go, third quarter, 30-25, BDS on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Kirk Gilman, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios this afternoon. 30-25, our score. BDS up by 5 with 3 minutes and 6 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Here in this Class B Division semifinal girls game of the 93rd annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament. 93 years of basketball. How about that? 3:06 to go, as we said, in the third period. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the BDS Eagles. They inbound it to Cadle, and Jana Cadle will bring the basketball up court. Cadle works to the right side, lobs it underneath. She had a girl waiting, couldn't handle it. The ball is tipped away. Now grabbed up, Sliva with a follow shot that's up and off, no good. Albright with the rebound. Oh, and they fall hard to the floor. Albright went down hard, as did the girl underneath her. They both get up and shake it off. They're okay. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called. Not yet into the one and one. The foul is going to be on Haley Sliva. She fouled Albright down there battling for that rebound. Team foul number 4. Second team foul on Sliva. Inbounding the ball is Bailey Stirrup to Birkebile. Birkebile gives it back to Stirrup, and she'll bring it up court against Miller. Across the free throw, or across the midcourt line, rather, come Bailey Stirrup, hands it back to Birkebile, and Ava will reset the offense against this pressuring man-to-man defense. Birkebile right side into Albright. Albright kicks it up top. In underneath, Stirrup goes up with a shot, a whistle and a foul, and Bailey Stirrup will be at the line. Boy, Johnson County Central can start making some free throws here. They can get right back in this thing. Now we're going to have Bailey Stirrup with a chance. She has 6 points. All of those have come from the field. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. Stirrup's first free throw is up and off. No good. That foul was on Haley Sliva, her third personal, by the way. And that was team foul number 5. Bailey Stirrup, 5'5 sophomore. Second free throw is up. It's off the back of the iron. It won't go. They're having a heck of a time at the free throw line here for the Johnson County T-Birds. 30-25, a 5-point lead for the BDS Eagles. Cadle feeds it underneath into traffic. Traveling is going to be called, and I think Johnson County Central is going to get the basketball. Good pressuring defense by Rother. Got that possession change, and the against full court pressure, Stirrup to inbound it. Stirrup's going to have to hurry, running out of time, coming down to get the ball from her now. We've got a player on the floor, went down hard. A couple of players collided over here. Birkebile gets up slowly. Stirrup brings the ball up court. Off to the right side, Herfeld. Herfeld feeds it underneath Stirrup. Stirrup tries to go up with a shot. Shot is blocked. Stirrup goes to the floor. Ball out of bounds. And it's going to belong to the Eagles. Boy, lots of action there. Birkebile still a little bit shaken up. She hit the floor hard down here at the north end earlier. Eagles with the basketball. Moving from my left to right, from south to north here at the middle school in Beatrice. 30-25. A lot of history in this building. Worked a lot of games when this was Beatrice High School years ago. Right side with the ball now is Slagle for the Eagles. Slagle goes inside against Syrup. Has it underneath Hudson. No shot there. Back to the top of the key to Cadle. Cadle with the basketball. Lob pass into traffic. Sliva. Loose ball. Hudson has it. Now reaching in. It's kicked out of there. Slagle gets the ball at the top of the key to Sliva left side. Timeout going to be taken by the Eagles with a minute 23 to go in the third quarter. 30-25. BDS leading Johnson County Central. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice Middle School with a minute 23 to play in the third quarter. Our score 30-25, BDS leading Johnson County Central. One final score from today to report already in the first game played over at the Beatrice City Auditorium. The Sacred Heart Irish defeated Parkview Christian in the girls' A Division semifinal. The final, Sacred Heart 48 and Parkview 20. Going on over there right now, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles are taking on the Southern Raiders. That game live right now over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon has the call. There's a three from the corner put up by BDS that doesn't go. A fight for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds off of Birkebile. It'll stay with the Eagles, and they'll play it in under their own basket. We'll wait for the inbound pass into the corner. Hudson left side up to Cadle. They lob it into traffic. Sleva moves to the basket. Out on the right side, a long three is up and off. No good. This time the ball gets away out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson County Central. We're going to see that full court pressure here. It's been working for the Eagles. They've kept this Johnson County offense disrupted with their pressure. Full court pressure. Inbound the pass. They give it right back to Bailey Stirrup, and Stirrup brings it up court. Miller chases her. Gets it across the timeline. Stirrup into the corner right side. Rother tried to go up with it. Shot blocked away by Hudson. Hudson has the steal. Outlet pass to Sliva. Back to Cadle. Jenna Cadle at the top of the key. This is Maria Sliva with the basketball. Maria, left elbow. Passes back to Cadle. Lob pass in. Stolen away by Birkebile. Birkebile with a good job defensively to get the steal. 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bailey Stirrup for three. Got it! Bailey Stirrup pulled up and hit a three from over in the corner on the right side. She's got 9 points, and it's a two-point ball game. Underneath, the ball gets away from Hudson. Out of bounds, it'll belong to Johnson County Central. Harefeld and Albright down there defensively on that baseline. They got the ball deflected away, and the T-Birds get the ball back. Harefeld comes out. Emma Swanda checks in. 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter. A two-point contest, 30-28. That was a huge three a minute ago by Bailey Stirrup. She's got 9 points now. 19 and a half seconds to go. Two-point ball game. JCC inbound. It comes to Albright. Albright gives it back to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup down court for the basketball. Bailey across the timeline, up to Birkebile. Birkebile between the rings, top of the key. Cadle chases after her, goes around Cadle, top of the circle, puts it inside. Swanda moves to the basket, shot is up. Swanda bounces once, twice, won't go. And after three quarters, BDS leads Johnson County Central 30-28. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, after three quarters, the BDS Eagles clinging to a two-point lead, 30-28 over Johnson County Central. Boy, the Thunderbirds had a shot by Emma Swanda that bounced three times on the rim there at the buzzer at the end of the third quarter and would not fall in the hole. We could have very easily been tied. As we move to the fourth and final quarter, it'll be the Eagles basketball inbounding the pass. Tossing it in is Maria Sliva. Sliva gets it up to Slagle. They feed it underneath to Hudson in traffic. She falls out of bounds with it and turns the ball over. Now check that. That was Dixon under there, not Hudson. Mallory Dixon. And the ball got away from Dixon. Johnson County against the full court pressure. Inbound pass. Cabrera's back in the lineup. She's playing with four personals. Cabrera's on the right sideline. She'll get called for traveling. She got trapped over there in front of the BDS bench. Traveled with the ball and yet another turnover for Johnson County Central. 7:45 to go here in the ballgame, 30-28. Here's a three from the corner, up and off, no good. A rebound, Sliva falls to the floor with the ball. Herfeld reaches in, Swanda had a hold of it, and now a jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to be possession arrow, Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds get the ball. 7:38 to go in the game, a two-point contest, 30-28. Eagles on top. Inbound the pass to Sonny Rother. Rother, Swanda, right back to Rother. Rother goes in all the way, driving, laying up, no. Rebound Albright, falls to the floor. She flips the ball out to the right side. Got it out to Stirrup. Stirrup with the put back up and good. And we're tied at 30 apiece. Stirrup with the basket down there for the Thunderbirds. We're all tied at 30. Sleva in the corner, comes up to Slagle on the left elbow. Slagle works one-on-one against Cabrillas, can't get inside the lane. Now pumps hard into Jordan Albright. Albright stops her from getting to the basket. Back to the corner, traveling is going to be called on the Eagles, and the ball comes back to the Thunderbirds. Checking back into the ball game comes Jana Cadle. Cadle back into the line. She'll come in and replace Ashley Slagle. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Down the right sideline on the dribble, waiting for a collision. Now a whistle. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and they'll give the ball back to the Eagles. Trying to go down that right sideline was Sonny Rother, and Rother got triple-teamed over there. Now here's Jessa Lynn Hudson, the 6'3 junior. She's been out for a time, I understand. This is her first game back for a while. She's a 6'3 junior. She's in there replacing Mallory Dixon now for the Eagles. Left side, Sliva with the basketball. Comes up to the right corner with it to Maria Sliva. Into Hudson. Ball tipped away by Albright to Cabrillas. Cabrillas almost lost the handle on it. Now she has it stolen away by Sliva. Sliva on a fast break going the other way. Drives it up. Off no good. And the rebound brought down by Emma Swanda. Swanda outlet pass. Birkebile back to Swanda with it. Double teamed in backcourt. Birkebile gets through the double team across the timeline into the paint. Wanted to go up with a shot. She'll be fouled. And we may put Swanda at the line here. I'm not sure if this came on the floor or if they're going to call it a shooting foul. Waiting to see. Okay, it was on the floor. And the foul is going to be called on Hudson. And that is Hudson's third personal. Inbounding the ball comes into Albright. She gives it right back to Swanda, who's trapped in the corner on the right side. Pass up to Cabrillas. Cabrillas down deep in the elbow. Goes into traffic with it to Swanda. Swanda can't move to the basket. Cabrillas for three. Cabrillas couldn't get it. And the rebound to Maria Sliva. Sliva fast break all the way down Miller. Miller pushed out of bounds on the baseline by Arlie Cabrillas. And I think Cabrillas just fouled out of the ballgame. On Arlie, if that's who it's on, that'll be her fifth personal. Oh, no. It went the other way. My mistake. I beg your pardon. The foul is going to be the other direction. I thought Cabrillas picked up a personal. Down court. Albright with the basketball across the timeline to Cabrillas. Cabrillas left side into Bailey Stirrup. Albright feeds it into Swanda in traffic. Right side, Bailey Stirrup. Guarded carefully. Shot is up. Stirrup got it. Bailey Stirrup with the shot, the putback. She's got 13 points. Johnson County Central back with the lead for the first time in a while. Thunderbirds up 32-30. 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's 32-30. There's a shot off the glass that doesn't go. Tipped around by Albright. Outlet pass. They get the ball out. Down court with it to Stirrup. Stirrup comes up to Birkebile. Birkebile left side. Cabrillas. Cabrillas. Dribbles between the rings. Top of the circle, left wing. Now down deep in the corner, left side of the basket, Emma Swanda holds the ball. She tries to put it into traffic. They flip it out. Open look, Stirrup. In and out of there, wouldn't go, and the rebound comes down to Hudson. Hudson with a big defensive board for the Eagles. Pushing it down court is Cadle. Lobs it underneath. Shot off the glass up. It's good. On the baseline on the right side, the shot is put in by Maria Sliva. And we're tied at 32 apiece with 4:47 to go. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS. And we'd love the opportunity to earn your business.
Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They'll play it in against full-court pressure, as they have been throughout this entire second half. Bailey Stirrup will trigger it in. Birkebaugh working hard to try and get open. Now they get the ball passed in to Cabrelas. Cabrelas down court. Ball tipped away from Swanda. Out of bounds, a whistle. And they're going to call a foul on Johnson County, I believe. Looks like Emma Swanda is going to get called for the personal, chasing after that on Emma. That's her four. So now Swanda has four. Cabrelas has four. And the turnover gives the ball back. Here's a shot for three from the corner off the rim. No. And the rebound to Herfeld. Herfeld with the outlet pass to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup's had a big ball game. She's got 13 points in the game tonight. Pass in the paint. Big collision. Players on the floor everywhere. This foul is going to go against the Thunderbirds, I think. Yes, the foul is going to be called on Bailey Stirrup, her second personal, team foul number six. Both teams with 16 fouls. The next fouls committed on either side will be in the 1-1. Inbound the pass. They get it into Cadle. Cadle, right side, Schlegel. Schlegel down deep in the corner. Herfeld has her trap down there. She can't go anywhere. Up to Hoynes. Hoynes can't get inside. Now Schlegel for three off the glass. No, Hoynes rebound. Try for follow shot. A whistle and a foul. I believe Hoynes is going to be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. And the foul is going to be against Johnson County Central's Emma Swanda. Swanda just fouled out. Emma fouls out of the ball game. That's her fifth personal. And back in comes Jordan Albright to replace her. Swanda finishes the game with 3 points. She had one field goal, went one out of two from the free throw line this afternoon. Hoynes at the free throw line to shoot two shots here. The first of two is on the way. It's up and good. Hallie Hoynes has now made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Free throws have been the difference in the ballgame here so far. Second shot for Hallie Hoynes is up. It's good also. Hoynes hit them both. It's a 2-point lead for the Eagles, 34-32. Full court pressure by BDS. Stirrup picks up her dribble, gives the ball to Birkebile. Birkebile down court, chasing her. Down into forecourt is Cadle. Back it goes to Cabrelas. Baseline right side. Cabrelas wants to go inside to Albright. Albright's got the ball. She's going to be tied up. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow is going to go to the Eagles. So another turnover, and the Eagles get yet another possession of the ball. Here's Jessalyn Hudson back into the lineup, the 6'3 junior. Hudson checks in. She will come in and replace Haley Sliva. Now setting down for Johnson County is Bailey Stirrup. Into the lineup, replacing Stirrup, Rother comes back into the game. Down court on the dribble. Here comes the Eagles on the right side. Schlegel into the corner. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Cadle. Follow shot. Got it. Cadle from down in the corner gets the putback. She's got 5 points. And it's a 4-point lead now for the Eagles with 3.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Eagles up by four. Johnson County's basketball across the timeline. Birkebile gives it to Albright. Albright almost had it taken away. Her pass across court stolen by Miller. Miller with a driving lay-in up. No. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back. No. Couldn't get it. Rebound again to Miller. This time coming out of there, Johnson County with the ball. Coming out of there was Rother. Rother had the ball. And the foul, I think, is going to go on the Eagles this time. And that's correct. The foul on Hannah Miller, her third personal, will walk down to the other end, and we'll put Sonny Rother at the line. Rother has 4 points. She has made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 3:08 to go in the ball game. 1-1 at the line. Shot is up and off, no good. Hudson has the rebound. Missed the front end of the 1-1. It's a 4-point lead for the Eagles. All the way into the paint, driving layup, whistle in the paint, foul. And we'll put the Eagles at the free throw line where they'll be shooting two shots. Taylor Sliva. Taylor's made 2 for 2 from the line so far. This foul is going to be called on Madeline Herrefeld. On Herrefeld, her first personal. From the free throw line, the first of two is up and good. Hitting that one was Taylor Sliva. She's 3 for 3 from the line. Free throws have been a huge difference in the ballgame. The Eagles have been making theirs. Johnson County Central, not so much. Not much luck at the line. Second free throw is up. It's good also. A pair of free throws for Taylor Sliva. 38-32. Eagles up by 6. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. A 6-point lead. Down court pass. Stolen. Coming up with a steal. Pass under the basket. Driving lay-in. Cadle up and good. Jana Cadle with the lay-in. It's an 8-point ball game. 2:44 to go in the game. 40-32. Biggest lead of the game. Long down court pass thrown away. Hudson gets it. Back up across the timeline. They put it to Sliva. Baseline left side. Cadle set shot up. Over. No good. Rebound. Sliva. Try for follow shot. Put back. Hudson won't get it. Hudson with her own rebound. Ball stolen away. Cabrera's. Cabrera's comes up with the basketball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Johnson County Central. 2 minutes, 24 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. 40-32. An 8-point lead right now for the Eagles. Here's an inbound pass against the press. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Birkebeil, and yet another turnover gives the Eagles the basketball. So now BDS has an 8-point lead with 2:22 to go, and they have the basketball in their own forecourt. Inbound to Cadle underneath Hudson. Hudson goes up with a shot that's blocked. Miller, rebound, follow shot. Hudson with a rebound, follow shot. It's up, won't go. 3 shots, they couldn't get it down. Cadle comes up with a basketball. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jordan Albright. Albright picks up her second personal. We're in the 1-1, and that's going to send to the line Taylor Sliva. Sliva has made 4 out of 4 from the line. She's a 5'8 senior. And here she'll be shooting 1-1. Sliva looks to the basket. 2:06 left to play. Sliva's free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good. She's now made 5 out of 5 from the line. She'll have the and one coming here. It's a 9-point lead now for the Eagles with just 2:06 to go in the ballgame. Sliva, second free throw on the way up, and it is good also. Sliva has made 6 out of 6 from the line, has 6 points, and it's a 10-point double-digit lead, biggest lead of the ballgame for either team. Eagles up by 10 with 2 minutes even to play in the ballgame. In a hurry down court, Birkebeil. Birkebeil guarded very closely over there by Jana Cadle. A cross-court pass left side, Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup has the ball taken away. Birkebeil gets a hold of it. Now it's stolen by Miller. Another turnover for the T-Birds. Down court. Pressure, pass underneath, stolen right back by Rother. Rother comes up with it, and now Sonny Rother wants to come down court. She's double-teamed, tries to dribble out of it. Rother takes it all the way down, lost a handle on it momentarily, flips it out to Cabrera's. Cabrera's in the paint, goes over to Albright with a pass on the right side of the basket, whistle and a foul. I think we're going to put Cabrera's at the free throw line, shooting 1-1 for the T-Birds. The foul is going to be called on Taylor Sliva, her third personal, team foul number 8. At the free throw line, Arlie Cabrera's. She's shooting 1-1. Free throw is up, short, off the rim, couldn't get it. Johnson County just not having any luck at the free throw line here tonight, this afternoon. A minute 15 to go in the ballgame, a 10-point contest, timeout taken by the Eagles. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
A minute 16 showing on the score clock here at the Beatrice Middle School in this B Division semifinal game. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds down by 10 now. This is the biggest deficit that they've experienced this afternoon. They trail 42-32 with only a minute 16 left to play. Been a much closer ball game than the final score is going to indicate here. Johnson County Central led after one quarter, 12-7. They were down by three at halftime, 25-22. They trailed by just 2 points at the end of three quarters, 30-28. But then it's been pretty much all BDS here in this fourth period. All right, against the pressure, the inbound pass, BDS with the basketball. That's Cadle. Cadle handles it, gives it up to Miller. They're going to run a little weave and take some time off the clock at the top of the key. Johnson County Central in their man-to-man defense giving chase now. Off to Miller. Miller stands on the left elbow, takes one dribble, feeds it into the corner to Cadle, baseline left side. Back up top to Miller. Miller just holds the ball for a minute. Nobody comes after her. Comes to the near side to Sliva. 49 seconds to go. Sliva steps on the baseline, but we're going to have a pushing foul called on Johnson County Central against Ava Birkebile. Birkebile picks up her third personal, team foul number 10, so we're in the double bonus, and that's going to send to the free throw line Taylor Sliva to shoot two. She's made 6 out of 6 from the line this afternoon so far. Here shooting two shots. Takes aim. The first one is up and off. No good. She's now 6 out of 7 from the line. Has 6 points in the ballgame. Clock is down to 46 seconds to go. Stay with us for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown and a scoring recap. Second shot for Sliva is on the way up and good. Got the second one. She's now 7 out of 8 from the line. Coming up next, we've got HTRS and Exeter Milligan girls basketball after this. That's about 20 minutes from now. Have a postgame show, and we'll move right into pregame. Birkebile into forecourt, falls to the floor, puts a pass, goes between the legs of Albright, and is going to be picked up by Miller. She'll bring it up slowly. Miller to the right wing with her pass to Sliva. They're not going to try and penetrate here. They're up by 11. 20 seconds to go. No need. No need to foul either. Oh, here's Miller with a driving lay-in. Up and good. They found Miller down on the baseline. She took the open shot. She's got 17. And the inbound pass into Jordan Albright. Albright with her pass. Has it now. It's taken away from Stirrup. And a driving lay-in. Up and good by Taylor Sliva. And suddenly, it's a 13-point ball game with 2 seconds to go here. 45-32 will in all probability be our final. The Johnson County will inbound it with 2 seconds. They'll just dribble it out. And that's your ball game, your final score. Bruning, Davenport, Chickley, 45, and Johnson County Central, 32. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be right back with the postgame scoring wrap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Stateline Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seed. A history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. Your final score this afternoon, BDS defeating Johnson County Central 45-32, your final. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Eagles of BDS, they were led this afternoon by Hannah Miller. She finished the game with 17 points, the only player in double figures for the Eagles. Taylor Slepa finished with 9, 7 points for Janet Cadle, 5 points each for Maria Sliva and Ashley Schlegel. And Helly Hoynes added 4 for their total of 45. Listen to this number. From the free throw line, BDS made 20 out of 30 attempts, 20 points at the free throw line, as compared to Johnson County Central, who hit 6 out of 19. So a 14-point differential just in free throws. Individual scoring for Johnson County Central, Bailey Stirrup came off the bench to lead the way for the T-Birds. She finished with 13 points. Jordan Albright had 6. Adding 4 was Sunny Rother. 3 points each for Emma Swanda, Ava Berkebeil, and Arlie Cabrellas for their total of 32. Again, Johnson County Central 6 of 19 from the line. With the loss, Johnson County Central falls to 6 and 7. The win improves BDS's record to 10-3. Stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3. Lots more basketball coming up. We've got a couple more games for you here. Coming up next, it's going to be the HTRS girls taking on Exeter Milligan. Tip off in about 17 or 18 minutes from now. So we're going to take a little break out here at the Beatrice Middle School, send it back to our studio engineers at Sunny 101.3, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes with the pregame show for our next game. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.